Strathmore cursed under his breath. My new pager. He stared in disgust at the sky pager in his palm. He'd forgotten to engage the silent ring feature. Ironically, he'd gone to a local electronics store to buy the device. He'd paid cash to keep it anonymous. Nobody knew better than Strathmore how closely the NSA watched their own, and the digital messages sent and received from this pager were something Strathmore definitely needed to keep private. Susan looked around uneasily. If Hale hadn't known they were coming, he knew now. Strathmore pressed a few buttons and read the incoming message. He groaned quietly. It was more bad news from Spain. Not from David Becker, but from the other party Strathmore had sent to Seville. 3,000 miles away, a mobile surveillance van sped along the darkened Seville streets. It had been commissioned by the NSA under Umbra secrecy from a military base in Rota. The two men inside were tense. It was not the first time they'd received emergency orders from Fort Meade, but the orders didn't usually come from so high up. The agent at the wheel called over his shoulder. Any sign of our man? The eyes of his partner never left the feed from the wide-angle video monitor on the roof. No, keep driving. Chapter 78. Underneath the twisting mass of cables, Jabba was sweating. He was still on his back with a penlight clenched in his teeth. He'd gotten used to working late on weekends. The less hectic NSA hours were often the only times he could perform hardware maintenance. As he maneuvered the red-hot soldering iron through the maze of wires above him, he moved with exceptional care. Singeing any of the dangling sheaths would be disaster. Just another few inches, he thought. The job was taking far longer than he'd imagined. Just as he brought the tip of the iron against the final thread of raw solder, his cellular phone rang sharply. Jabba startled. His arm twitched, and a large gob of sizzling liquefied lead fell on his arm. Shit! He dropped the iron and practically swallowed his penlight. Shit, shit, shit! He scrubbed furiously at the drop of cooling solder. It rolled off, leaving an impressive welt. The chip he was trying to solder in place fell out and hit him in the head. God damn it! Jabba's phone summoned him again. He ignored it. Midge, he cursed under his breath. Damn you, crypto's fine. The phone rang on. Jabba went back to work, reseating the new chip. A minute later, the chip was in place, but his phone was still ringing. For Christ's sake, Midge, give it up. The phone rang another 15 seconds and finally stopped. Jabba breathed a sigh of relief. 60 seconds later, the intercom overhead crackled. Would the chief syssec please contact the main switchboard for a message? Jabba rolled his eyes in disbelief. She just doesn't give up, does she? He ignored the page. Chapter 79. Strathmore replaced his sky pager in his pocket and peered through the darkness toward Node 3. He reached for Susan's hand. Come on. But their fingers never touched. There was a long, guttural cry from out of the darkness. A thundering figure loomed, a Mack truck bearing down with no headlights. An instant later, there was a collision and Strathmore was skidding across the floor. It was Hale. The pager had given them away. Susan heard the Beretta fall. For a moment, she was planted in place, unsure where to run, what to do. Her instincts told her to escape, but she didn't have the elevator code. Her heart told her to help Strathmore, but how? As she spun in desperation, she expected to hear the sounds of a life-and-death struggle on the floor. But there was nothing. Everything was suddenly silent, as if Hale had hit the commander and then disappeared back into the night. Susan waited, straining her eyes into the darkness, hoping Strathmore wasn't hurt. After what seemed like an eternity, she whispered, Commander? Even as she said it, she realized her mistake. An instant later, Hale's odor welled up behind her. She turned too late. Without warning, she was twisting, gasping for air. She found herself crushed in a familiar headlock, her face against Hale's chest. My balls are killing me. Hale panted in her ear. Susan's knees buckled. The stars in the dome began to spin above her. Chapter 80. Hale clamped down on Susan's neck and yelled into the darkness, "Commander, I've got your sweetheart. I want out." His demands were met with silence. Hale's grip tightened. "I'll break her neck." A gun cocked directly behind them. Strathmore's voice was calm and even. "Let her go." Susan winced in pain.
"Commander?"
Hale spun Susan's body toward the sound.
"You shoot and you'll hit your precious Susan. You ready to take that chance?"
Strathmore's voice moved closer. "Let her go."
"No way. You'll kill me."
"I'm not going to kill anyone."
"Oh yeah? Tell that to Chartreuxian."
Strathmore moved closer. "Chartreuxian's dead."
"No shit. You killed him. I saw it."
"Give it up, Greg," Strathmore said calmly. Hale clutched at Susan and whispered in her ear.
"Strathmore pushed Chartreuxian, I swear it."
"She's not going to fall for your divide and conquer technique," Strathmore said, moving closer. "Let her go." Hale hissed into the darkness.
"Chartreuxian was just a kid, for Christ's sake. Why'd you do it? To protect your little secret?"
Strathmore stayed cool. "And what little secret is that?"
"You know damn fucking well what secret that is. Digital fortress."
"My, my," Strathmore muttered condescendingly, his voice like an iceberg. "So you do know about digital fortress. I was starting to think you'd deny that, too."
"Fuck you."
"A witty defense."
"You're a fool," Hale spat. "For your information, translator is overheating."
"Really?" Strathmore chuckled. "Let me guess, I should open the doors and call in the cissex?"
"Exactly," Hale fired back. "You'd be an idiot not to."
This time, Strathmore laughed out loud. "That's your big play? Translator's overheating? So open the doors and let us out?"
"It's true, dammit. I've been down to the sublevels. The aux power isn't pulling enough freon."
"Thanks for the tip," Strathmore said. "But translator's got automatic shutdown. If it's overheating, Digital Fortress will quit all by itself."
Hale sneered. "You're insane. What the fuck do I care if translator blows? The damn machine should be outlawed anyway."
Strathmore sighed. "Child psychology only works on children, Greg. Let her go."
"So you can shoot me?"
"I won't shoot you. I just want the passkey."
"What passkey?"
Strathmore sighed again. "The one Tancado sent you."
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Liar," Susan managed. "I saw Tancado's mail in your account."
Hale went rigid. He spun Susan around.
"You went in my account?"
"And you aborted my tracer," she snapped.
Hale felt his blood pressure skyrocket. He thought he'd covered his tracks. He had no idea Susan knew what he'd done. It was no wonder she wasn't buying a word he said. Hale felt the walls start to close in. He knew he could never talk his way out of that one. Not in time. He whispered to her in desperation.
"Susan, Strathmore killed Chartreuxian."
"Let her go," the commander said evenly. "She doesn't believe you."
"Why should she?" Hale fired back. "You lying bastard. You've got her brainwashed. You only tell her what suits your needs. Does she know what you really plan to do with Digital Fortress?"
"And what's that?" Strathmore taunted. Hale knew what he was about to say would either be his ticket to freedom or his death warrant. He took a deep breath and went for broke.
"You plan to write a back door in Digital Fortress."
The words met with a bewildered silence from the darkness. Hale knew he had hit a bullseye. Apparently, Strathmore's unflappable cool was being put to the test.
"Who told you that?"
he demanded, his voice rough around the edges.
"I read it,"
Hale said smugly, trying to capitalize on the change of momentum.
"In one of your brainstorms."
"Impossible. I never print my brainstorms."
"I know.
I read it directly off your account." Strathmore seemed doubtful.
You got into my office?
No. I snooped you from Node 3. Hale forced a self-assured chuckle. He knew he'd need all the negotiating skills he'd learned in the Marines to get out of crypto alive. Strathmore edged closer, the Beretta leveled in the darkness.
How do you know about my back door?
I told you. I snooped your account.
Impossible.
Hale forced a cocky sneer. One of the problems of hiring the best, Commander. Sometimes they're better than you.
Young man, Strathmore seethed. I don't know where you get your information, but you're in way over your head. You will let Ms. Fletcher go right now, or I'll call in security and have you thrown in jail for life.
You won't do it, Hale stated matter-of-factly. Calling security ruins your plans. I'll tell them everything. Hale paused. But let me out clean, and I'll never say a word about Digital Fortress.
No deal, Strathmore fired back. I want the passkey.
I don't have any fucking passkey.
Enough lies, Strathmore bellowed. Where is it?
Hale clamped down on Susan's neck.
Let me out or she dies.
Trevor Strathmore had done enough high-stakes bargaining in his life to know that Hale was in a very dangerous state of mind. The young cryptographer had painted himself into a corner, and a cornered opponent was always the most dangerous kind, desperate and unpredictable. Strathmore knew his next move was a critical one. Susan's life depended on it, and so did the future of Digital Fortress. Strathmore knew the first thing he had to do was release the tension of the situation. After a long moment, he sighed reluctantly.
Okay, Greg. You win. What do you want me to do?
Silence. Hale seemed momentarily unsure how to handle the commander's cooperative tone. He let up a bit on Susan's neck.
Well, he stammered, his voice wavering suddenly. First thing you do is give me your gun. You're both coming with me.
Hostages? Strathmore laughed coldly. Greg, you'll have to do better than that. There are about a dozen armed guards between here and the parking lot.
I'm not a fool, Hale snapped. I'm taking your elevator. Susan comes with me. You stay.
I hate to tell you this, Strathmore replied, but there's no power to the elevator.
Bullshit, Hale snapped. The lift runs on power from the main building. I've seen the schematics.
We tried it already, Susan choked, trying to help. It's dead.
You're both so full of shit, it's incredible.
Hale tightened his grip.
If the elevator's dead, I'll abort translator and restore power.
The elevator takes a password, Susan managed feistily.
Big deal, Hale laughed. I'm sure the commander will share. Won't you, Commander?
No chance, Strathmore hissed.
Hale boiled over. Now you listen to me, old man. Here's the deal. You let Susan and me out through your elevator. We drive a few hours, and then I let her go.
Strathmore felt the stakes rising. He'd gotten Susan into this, and he needed to get her out. His voice stayed steady as a rock.
What about my plans for Digital Fortress?
Hale laughed. You can write your back door. I won't say a word.
Then his voice turned ominous.
But the day I think you're tracking me, I go to the press with the whole story. I tell them Digital Fortress is tainted, and I sink this whole fucking organization.
Strathmore considered Hale's offer. It was clean and simple. Susan lived, and Digital Fortress got its back door. As long as Strathmore didn't chase Hale, the back door stayed a secret. Strathmore knew Hale couldn't keep his mouth shut for long. But still, the knowledge of Digital Fortress was Hale's only insurance. Maybe he'd be smart. Whatever happened, Strathmore knew Hale could be removed later if necessary.
Make up your mind, old man, Hale taunted. Are we leaving or not?
Hale's arms tightened around Susan like a vise. Strathmore knew that if he picked up the phone right now and called security, Susan would live. He'd bet his life on it. He could see the scenario clearly. The call would take Hale completely by surprise. He would panic, and in the end, faced with a small army, Hale would be unable to act. After a brief standoff, he would give in.